And you're listening to WCQS. I'm Jeremy Loeb with WCQS News. We are talking about the primary election this morning. I am joined in the studio this morning by David Horan, WCQS's news director. We also have with us Jason Sanford. He is the founder of the news and entertainment website Ash Vegas. Yesterday's primary election, North Carolina went to Donald Trump and also Hillary Clinton. Other than that, there were no huge surprises looking at the statewide races, David.
Yeah, the ballot is set with Governor Pat McCrory facing Attorney General Roy Cooper, as expected.
Right.
And then you look at the Attorney General's race, Democrat Josh Stein is going to run against Buck Newton. So two newcomers to that position because of the decision by Cooper to seek the governor's
newcomers,
office.
Big names in North Carolina politics.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the U.S. Senate race, Deborah Ross, former legislator, is going to be challenging incumbent Senator Richard Burr. Lieutenant governor's race, Democrat Linda Coleman will be running again against Dan Forrest, the incumbent. But Holly Jones from Buncombe County did record more than 270,000 votes, even though she was clearly, it was an easy victory for Coleman when you look at the total numbers.
Yeah, but she did put up a good challenge, Holly Jones did. She actually outraised Linda Coleman in the race and got a number of key endorsements as well. So Holly Jones did run a pretty good campaign, but obviously ultimately did not win.
Jason, interesting, Hillary Clinton carries the state. Donald Trump carries the state, but Bernie Sanders ran very strong in Western North Carolina.
Yeah, it's interesting as you look around the county surrounding Asheville and Buncombe County to see that Bernie Sanders won a long list from Jackson, Madison, Transylvania counties, McDowell, Mitchell, Henderson, Yancey counties. Some of those contests were really close, but Bernie Sanders won in those counties in the Democratic primary. And then when you look on the Republican side, as you said, David, Donald Trump took the state. And in Western North Carolina, he won a majority of counties. But Ted Cruz did very well in Buncombe County. He won. He also won in Madison and Transylvania counties. So,
Jeremy, when you look at it, Bernie Sanders did not campaign in Western North Carolina.
That's right. We only had one high-profile visit during the waning days of the campaign, and that was Bill Clinton, as you went out and covered that event. Bill Clinton visited Western North Carolina and then also didn't win in Western North Carolina. Maybe they were seeing some numbers that they needed to get out here and campaign, but obviously did very well across the state. Hillary Clinton obviously won the state pretty easily, so she must have had great support, I'm guessing, in the cities, in probably Raleigh-Durham, in Charlotte, and probably in Fayetteville and other places like that. And so a big night for Hillary Clinton, obviously, in the state. But Buncombe County goes against the grain, and so does Western North Carolina.